This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been studying Malachi 1, considering truths about our God for which we should be appreciative. Now let's look at the same chapter and take note of things we should avoid. In verse 2, in response to the declaration from God, "I have loved you," they said, "How have you loved us?" Clearly, they questioned God's affirmation of love for them. We might not always understand God's love for us. We might not see evidence of what we're looking for. But that God loves us is affirmed throughout the Bible. We could not know Him personally if it was not for His loving choice of us. That choice is not because we are good. It has nothing to do with our performance. It is a sovereign choice motivated by love. We should avoid questioning God's love. Such questioning often leads to contempt, verse 6. Such contempt is seen in not honoring Him as our Father and not respecting Him as our Master. This was seen in the defiled and unacceptable offerings the priests brought to the altar for worship. The prophet rhetorically asks in verse 8, "Try offering them to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you?" The implied answer is clear: no. In fact, God would prefer that someone would shut the temple doors rather than such an affront. Avoid God's displeasure. Going through such unacceptable rituals is nothing more than a burden. And God detests burdensome worship. So we should avoid this kind of worship. Jesus taught, God desires worship in spirit and in truth. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.